Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. The following program presents a recent release called Thomas Hampson Sings Songs from Chicago on the Sidee label. Before we hear the first songs, let me quote Thomas Hampson. The composers on this recording have distinguished themselves in history as great voices of the artistic American narrative. Their songs and their choices of poets consistently show a dedicated purpose to explore the psyche and circumstances of all Americans. Let's begin with poems of Walt Whitman, set by Chicago-born Ernst Bacon, who lived from 1889 to 1990. He wrote over 250 songs, as well as instrumental works. Bacon was also an accomplished conductor and pianist. We'll hear seven of his Walt Whitman settings.
And whence and why come you? We know not whence. We only know that we drift here with the rest, that we lingered and
detaching coals, 48 baleful and burning, scarlet significant, hands of warning. Now and henceforth, flaunt from these shores. At the last, tenderly, from the walls of the powerful fortress house, from the clasp of the knitted locks, from the keep of the well-closed doors, let me be wafted. Let me glide noiselessly forth with the key of softness, unlock the locks with a whisper, set up the doors, oh soul. whispers of heavenly death murmured I hear. Labile gossip of night, sibilant chorus, footsteps gently ascending, mystical breezes wafted, soft and low, ripples of unseen rivers, tides of a current flowing forever flowing. Or is it the plashing of tears, the measureless waters of human tears? I see, just see skyward great cloud masses, mournfully slowly they roll, silently swelling and mixing. Times are half dimmed, saddened, far off star appearing and disappearing. Some parturition, rather, some solemn, immortal birth on the frontiers to eyes impenetrable. Some soul is passing
one thought.
golden hand, nor face with blooming flesh, nor lips, nor eyes are in that land. I know it not, O soul, nor dost a blank before us, all waits undreamed of in that region, that inaccessible land. Till when the ties loosen, all but the ties eternal, time and space, nor darkness, gravitation, sense, nor any bounds bounding us. When we burst forth, we float in time and space, O soul, prepare for them, equal, equipped at last, O joy, O fruit of all. Then to fulfill, O soul, grand is the scene, for light to me. Grand are the sky and stars. Grand is the earth, and grand are lasting time and space, and grand the laws so multiform, puzzling, evolutionary. But grander far the unseen soul of me, comprehending, endowing all thee, lighting the light, the sky and stars, delving the earth, sailing the sea. What were all those indeed without the unseen soul? Of what amount without thee? More evolutionary, vast, puzzling, O my soul. More multiform far, more lasting thou than they.
listening to Singing and Other Sins, and the latest recording of Thomas Hampson called Songs from Chicago. We just heard him sing seven of Ernst Bacon's songs set to Whitman poems. Hampson's pianist throughout this CD is Huang Hao Huang. The next composer is Florence Price, whose years are 1888 to 1953. Born in Arkansas, Price is known as the first African-American woman to have an orchestral piece played by a major American orchestra. Her symphony in E minor was performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra in 1932. Her life in Chicago began in 1927, and she wrote over 300 works there. Her most lasting ones are the Langston Hughes settings called Song to the Dark Virgin and My Dream, which we'll hear Hampson and Huang perform now.
Would that I were a jewel, a shattered jewel, that all my shining brilliance might fall at thy feet, thou dark one. Would that I were a garment, a shimmering silken garment, that all my foes might wrap about thy body, absorb thy body. Thank you.
to Langston Hughes' songs of Florence Price, performed by Thomas Hampson and pianist Kwang Hao Huang. It's really fun to hear these early 20th century art songs unfamiliar to our ears on this recently released Sadigi label called Thomas Hampson Sings Songs from Chicago. Next, we'll hear three dream portraits by Margaret Bonds, whose years were 1913 to 1972. She also used the poems of Langston Hughes. Bonds was a native of Chicago and also African American. She studied with Florence Price, whose songs we just heard. Like Price, she also broke a color barrier, being the first African-American woman to perform with a major American orchestra. She moved to New York City in 1939 and became a welcome addition to the artistic scene in Harlem. Let's hear her three dream portraits and The Negro Speaks of Rivers.
Because my mouth is wide with laughter, and my throat is deep with song, you do not think I suffer after I have held my pain so long. Because my mouth is wide with laughter, you do not hear my inner cry. Because my feet are gay with dancing, you do not know I die. Some place in the sun to whirl and to dance till the white day is done, then rest at cool evening beneath a tall tree, while night comes on gently, dark like me. That is my dream. To fling my arms wide in the face of the sun, dance, whirl, whirl, till the quick day is done. Rest at pale evening. A tall, slim tree, night coming tenderly, black like me. Night coming tenderly, black like me. Send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But
but I laugh, and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll sit at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed.
Dusky rivers.
portraits, and the Negro speaks of rivers, words of Langston Hughes, music of Margaret Bonds, performed by Thomas Hampson and Wong Hao Huang. The next songs are by John Alden Carpenter, whose years are 1876 to 1951, a lifelong Chicagoan whose early musical inspiration came from his mother, a professional singer. His most enduring legacy are his songs, which include the set called Gitanjali, to Rabindranath Tagore poems of love and life, which we'll hear Thomas Hampson and Kwong Hao Wong perform now.
I believe in the deep blue sky and the smiling water. I can see through the clouds of the sky, and I am not afraid of the waves of the sea. I believe in the living friendship given by flowers and trees. Outwardly they die, but in the heart they live forever. Little paths through green woods I love, and the sound of leaves on the ground, or of a nut falling, or even of a breaking twig. I believe that the days to come already feel the wonder of the days that have passed, and will permit that wonder to endure and increase. I believe in, and love my belief in, and my love for, all of these things. And most of all, I believe in and love the source of my belief and of my love.
When I bring to you colored toys, my child, I understand why there is such a play of colors on clouds, on water, and why flowers are painted in tints. When I give colored toys to when I sing to make you dance, I truly know why there is music in leaves, and why waves send their chorus of voices to the heart of the listening earth. When I sing to make you dance, bring sweet things to your greedy hands, I know why there is honey in the cup of the flower, and why fruits are secretly filled with sweet juice. When I bring set before my guest the full
vessel of my life. I will never let him go with empty hands. All the sweet of all my autumn days and summer nights, all the earnings and gleanings of my busy life will I place before him at the close of my days. When death will knock at my door, on the day when death will knock at thy door, that flits on baby's eyes. Does anybody know from where it comes? Yes, there is a rumor that it has its dwelling, where in the fairy village, among the shadows of the forest, dimly lit with glowworms. Timid bonds of enchantment. From them it comes to kiss baby's eyes. Like a remnant of a cloud of autumn,
here roaming in the sky. Oh, my son, ever glorious. Thy has not yet melted my vapor, making me one with thy light. And thus I count months and years separated from thee. Of mine, paint it with colors, gild it with gold, float it on the wanton winds, and spread it in varied wonders. Seashore of endless worlds, children meet. The infinite sky is motionless overhead, and the restless water is boisterous. On the seashore of endless worlds, the children meet with shouts and dances. They build their houses with sound, and they play with empty shells. With withered leaves they weave their boats, and smilingly float them on the vast deep. Children have their play on the seashore of worlds. They know not how to swim. They know not how to cast nets. Pearl fishers dive for pearls, merchants sail in their ships, while children gather pebbles and scatter them again. They seek not for hidden treasures, they know not how to cast nets. The sea surges up with laughter, and pale gleams the smile of the sea. Death-dealing waves sing meaningless ballads to the children, even like a mother while rocking her baby's cradle. The sea plays with smile of a sea beach. On the seashore of endless worlds, children meet. Tempest roams in the pathless sky, ships get wrecked in the trackless water. Death is abroad, and children play. On the seashore of endless worlds is the great meeting of children.
Sweetening light. Ah, the light dances, my darling, at the center of my life. darling, the chords of my love. The sky opens, the wind runs wild, laughter passes over the earth. The butterflies spread their sails on the sea of light. Lilies and jasmine surge upon the crest of the waves of light. The light is shattered into gold on every cloud, my darling, and it scatters gems in profusion. Mirth spreads from leaf to leaf, my darling, and gladness without measure. The heavens ring banks, and the flood of joy is abroad.
The song that I came to sing remains unsung to this day. I have spent my days in stringing and unstringing my instrument. The time has not come true. The words have not been rightly set. Only there is the agony of wishing in my heart.
You've been listening to the recent release edition of Singing in Other Sins, featuring Thomas Hansen sings songs from Chicago with Kwang Hao Huang piano. They just performed Carpenter's set, Gitanjali. We'll close Singing in Other Sins with these artists performing Lewis Campbell Tipton's Elegy to a Walt Whitman poem. I'm your host and producer of Singing in Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
In the swamp, in secluded recesses, a shy and hidden bird is warbling a song. The hermit, withdrawn to himself, sings by himself a song. Song of a bleeding throat, death's outlet song of life. For well, dear brother, I know, if thou wast not granted to sing, thou wouldst surely die. Sing on there in the swamp, a singer, bashful and tender. I hear your notes, I hear your call, sing on, I hear. Star, my departing core.